Crystal. Awesome. Well, welcome to Brooklyn Brewery. I see a lot of familiar faces in the crowd and a few new folks and people visiting from other countries. Welcome to everybody here. This is a launch party. Normally, the launch parties that we do in here are for what we call the Worshipful Company of Brewers, where each of our brewing team are making their own beers this year. But this time, in coordination with New York City Beer Week, we want to do a launch for a beer that is actually leaving the country. So this is a beer that we actually made for the Great Australian Beer Spectacular. And so the vast majority of this beer is going to get shortly on a boat and start heading down to Australia. That's kind of cool, especially because two of our brewers are going to be going with the beer, not on the boat, but they'll be flying down there to take part in that. And actually, our entire brewing team will be leaving the country and going in various directions this year and doing fun stuff. Strangely, Brooklyn Brewery is the largest craft beer exporter in the United States.
Yeah. But Garrett, why do you say strangely?
It is naturally. People often ask why. And the fact of the matter is all of us who run Brooklyn Brewery have lived outside the country. We never did stay home. I think that not staying home is one of the things that makes Brooklyn great. Whether it's traveling or people coming from other places, and making Brooklyn what it is and its diversity. And so, in the old days, it used to be that basically the beer culture came in one direction. It came from Europe to us. And now it's very much a two-way street. We get to send some cool stuff back in a different direction. So this beer is actually based on Belgian beer style. It's a larger version, if you like, of the Belgian wit beer style with some variations. It's about 40% unmalted wheat, so it's like a strong wit beer. We use sweet orange peel and bitter orange peel, as well as lemon peel, chamomile, and Indian coriander, which is pretty different than the coriander that most of us are used to, which is Mexican, and tastes a bit different and much brighter. This is the point where I tell you that this beer is 8.5%. The floors in here are hardened concrete. Be very careful. You do not wish to impinge upon the floor as a result of drinking this beer. Technically speaking, the beer is actually quite dry, but it has a very sweet character because alcohol tastes sweet, and also the various citrus peels that we're using. So we have seen that the great Australian Beer Festival, a lot of the beers are big American-style IPAs, so we wanted to send something down there that was different. A few of our brewers were huddling in a corner a few minutes ago, and they're like, well, we're not sending all of this to them, are we? And we were assured that we are, in fact, keeping a few kegs for us, as we generally do. This is actually a beer that was part of our Brewmaster's Reserve program 5-6 years ago. And it was one that we always kind of missed. And it's a wonderful opportunity to bring it back before we say bon voyage to it. And then we send a couple of our brewers to chase it all the way down there. So I hope you enjoy it. Brooklyn Grand Cru. Cheers. Yeah.